Welcome back, everybody, to this week's version of Bubbles and Bullshit. Again, I'm still having a hard time saying that.
Come on, Nicole, we gotta get with it.
And now this week, I'm the one who's kind of got the weird voice. I just came back from spin, and I got something stuck in my throat, and I kind of sound sexy.
Mine's back. Mine's back.
Y'all, this week we are back, and honestly, this topic, I can't believe we have never even done it before.
I know, because we talk about it all the time.
We do talk about it all the time. We are going to talk about common sense, or the lack thereof common sense.
More so lack thereof. Lack thereof common sense.
But a lot has happened in the world. It has been a struggle to squeeze in the podcast this week because of the weather. And
it's
been crazy. I think that's what sparked my common sense, because people here, and if you're from the north and you live in the south, you know that the second it snows, ices, rains, people do not know how to drive.
They don't know how to drive. They don't know how to walk. They don't know how to do anything. Well, it's amazing.
I had to laugh because obviously we got snow on Sunday, so everything was closed Sunday. Then everything was closed Monday, and it wasn't like a lot, but it was like sleet and there was ice.
Yeah, it was icy.
Buffalo got 3 feet, and like the kids had school the next day.
Right. Well, you know, there's some parts of, you know, the south and the snow that I can understand. There's just not the infrastructure for like all of the salting
plows
and brining
and
the plow and all that stuff. That I understand, but like just the things that come out of people's mouths and the way that they act, it's just, I don't know.
Well, we'll get all that to the second. We really have to start the top of the hour to talk about my Bills. They're in the divisional round.
Yep.
Your Cowboys are not.
I know they're not.
Did you watch the last play?
No,
game?
I did. Well, no, I did not.
Did you see the replay?
No, I did not. I started watching it, and then I turned it off, and then I looked on ESPN, like my ESPN app, and then I was like, yeah, nope, this is just not going to be good. I'm like, they just can't. It's the same thing every year. So it is what it is. It's like no major expectations, because you know they're going to lose.
Yeah, I felt bad for you, because I really wanted a Bills-Cowboys rematch from the 90s.
That would have been fun.
The Cowboys were playing so well with like their 250-plus games at the end of the season. Yeah. And I just was like rooting for them, because I just think that'd be so great.
I think their play call, their coaching is not, I don't think. I think there have been a lot of mistakes throughout the season in terms of clock management, play calls, and I don't know. We'll see what happens here.
Feast or famine, or famine. But more importantly, let's talk about my Bills. I hosted a party, which was very extra.
Yes, very. It was actually more than extra, if that's even possible.
Yeah, but it worked out. Everyone had a good time.
There
was tons of food. No drama. I'm laying it easier. It's just going to be like pizza and fingers and stuff this week. So if you're in the Cornelius area and want to pop in, you can DM me, as I'm not going to put my address out for the world to know. But it was a good time. Two observations that I loved, or a few things actually. So one, Kyle Brandt went to the game.
Yes,
did you see any of that?
I saw that, yeah.
So as for some of you know, Jen and I, one, I like Good Morning Football, and then I also love 10 Questions with Kyle Brandt. Like, he had Josh Allen last year, and it was such a good podcast. He just asked really good questions. So him and his wife trekked to the frozen tundra that is Orchard Park, New York. And I even appreciated that he still called it the Ralph, because it's like Highmark Stadium now, but it's also known as Ralph Wilson Stadium, which I just appreciate that. Why you got to name rights, sell everything? I don't know, but I get it. Money.
Money. It's all about the Benjamins.
So he documented his whole experience from having beef on weck and wings and local beer and just like how great the fans are. And then there was this video. It was like, come on, you know, all the other teams, they have us. And I was crying and it just was giving me like the chills right now. But in addition to that, one, you know, he did a whole thing and the fans like appreciated him. Yeah. It was awesome. Thurman Thomas and Jim Kelly.
I saw that.
In negative degree weather, were on the sidelines with Josh Allen and Devin Singletary jerseys on, rooting on the fans. I mean,
highly entertaining.
It's just like so humble, right? Yeah. And that's like what I appreciate about Bills and Bills Mafia. It's like so humble for a 60-year-old
out in the freezing cold weather.
Cold weather, not in some like pomp ass suite. Hell, I'd be in the pomp ass suite. Who are we kidding? It was like 2 degrees.
Right.
But I just appreciated that so much. And then Ryan Fitzpatrick. Please tell me you saw the Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick was in the crowd as a normal day fan with his son, even though he plays for another team with no shirt on. It's wild.
You know, do what you got to do. It's entertainment. And it's lovely.
Lovely.
It's lovely.
I am just super pumped. The one thing that didn't make it to the party, though,
What didn't make it to the party?
The hot tub.
Oh, yeah, the
hot tub. So I bought a hot tub.
So did you return it? Hold on.
No, it's still in my garage. Okay. Still in my garage. It's really big. So I need to have like Billy or someone come over and help me like put it in the car so I can return it to Amazon. And honestly,
we are returning. We're not keeping.
I think so. But the weather is also so shitty. I'm like, do I just keep this? Like, do we blow it up this weekend? I did go in the hot tub this weekend.
Yes, I saw.
I wish you would have came. It was really fun. It was warm. We were actually too hot.
I was busy doing donuts around the streets of Cornelius.
Hence the common sense. But we... it was snowing here, so we went into our friend Devin's hot tub, and it was really fun. We made ourselves hot toddies, so hot tubs and hot toddies with some bourbon and some honey and some lemon.
That'll keep you warm.
Yeah, between that and the hot tub, it was great. But I had to laugh because Kendall Jenner posted a photo yesterday, and it was like her and this like string bikini. And when I mean string bikini, like
nothing to it.
And then the you'll have to look it up. She posted it last night. And then like these big mountain boots, and she's like on the ice or snow. I don't know where they're at, if they're in like Aspen or Tahoe or something like that. But this bathing suit, I mean, the string is like half the size of the width of my pinky.
Good. So way to go, Kendall.
I sent it to Billy and Devin last night, and I would go, what I think I look like walking to the hot tub versus reality.
what I actually look like.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm still undecided on the hot tub. It's going to be a lot of work to return it.
It's a lot of work to return it, but it's probably going to be a lot of work to like keep it up.
But it inflates and deflates.
I know, but how many times are you actually going to inflate and deflate?
I probably would do it a bunch. I need to get myself a man to come over in that hot tub.
Yeah, I,
maybe you should buy one.
Yeah, funny. Yeah,
jokes. Funny. I got jokes today.
Nicole's all over it today.
Tell us about your donuts in the street.
Oh, yeah, there were lots of donuts in the street, up in the streets of Mooresville.
Where were you?
Just in the streets of Mooresville. You know, there was more snow in Mooresville than there was here. So 8, 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, just doing donuts, sometimes in the street, sometimes on some open fields. I was scared out of my mind. It wasn't really my jam.
Were you like wincing? Like I would have been like holding on.
I was holding on to the door and screaming. I took a few videos. I'll have to show them to you.
I know, you still can send them to me.
You can see probably or hear my laughter is like fear laughter. It's not like, you know what I mean? I might die. So I'm like, just laugh or I'm going to cry. So yeah. Anyway, that was my snow day. And then my car got stuck down the driveway. My car doesn't have four wheel drive, so I couldn't go.
Oh, yours doesn't have four wheel drive or all wheel drive?
Nope. It had to get, we had to tow it up.
With the truck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you had to put like chains underneath it.
Yeah, it was pretty easy, but we had to get it up that way so that I could
get out,
go to work.
God forbid you work, Jen.
So yeah, we did that, and I know not to park a car at the end of a long driveway when it's supposed to snow. I also didn't think it was actually going to snow that much.
They were pretty adamant it was going to. I even backed into my garage,
yeah,
so then I could get right out, because sometimes backing out is
my common sense was lacking that day.
It's all right, Jen. You win some, mm-hmm. you lose some. Mm-hmm. I mean, usually I'm the one with zero common sense. Yeah. Who are we kidding?
Yeah, I was lacking it that day.
So Meatloaf died.
I'm so sad about this.
Really? More so than Betty White?
Yeah, actually.
How come?
Because I didn't really. Betty White was not my jam. Like, I appreciated her as a lady that almost made it to 100. But like, I never watched Golden Girls. I never really paid attention to all that stuff. Meatloaf CDs, like, I think the first CD I ever had was a Meatloaf CD. And my friend Natalie and I, she used to live next door to me growing up. We were the same exact age. We're like 3 months apart. Like, I don't know. Maybe this is weird and maybe we were the only people that did this. But like, we would make up dances to like songs and like act them out.
Everybody did that.
So we did that all the time. And it was a lot to Meatloaf songs. I don't know why. My dad like just bought me those CDs and that's what I listened to.
That's funny. I'm over here doing like shoop dard.
I did that too. But Meatloaf was, I don't know why that turned into a deal. But yeah, like, I know most of those songs, like, oh, poor guy. He wasn't even that old.
No, he was like 74. Yeah. You want to know what I remember Meatloaf? And this is really really interesting. And I don't know if anyone else did this in middle school, but in eighth grade health class, they taught us about like sex and guys coming on to girls through the Paradise on the Dashboard Light song.
Ah, did they really?
Yeah, they That's went not, like verse. No. They verse went by verse by verse. So every time I hear that song, I think about that is how I learned about sex and how when you're in a car with a guy, you can say no. That's even great. Though when you get older, it's kind of the opposite. You just want to say
That's
yes.
Great. That's great. I'm gonna have to listen. I know the words, but I'm now gonna have to listen to that with the you know the. The lens of your health
but
class.
It was hilarious. Awesome. We would go lyric by lyric, and then our health class teacher, Mr. Murphy, would be like, what do you think that means? And then we're in eighth grade, and you know, sex is talked a lot more openly than it was 25 years ago. Oh my god, I'm dating myself. Yeah, like 25 26 years ago. So you know, we all just looked at him like wide-eyed of like maybe he wants to sleep with her. I mean, when you think back on like sex ed classes from eighth grade,
awkward.
They were so, it was like, you're going to touch a boy and there's going to be like things all over your body. I mean, nobody listened.
No one listened. We're all just sitting there listened. Like, okay. Right. When is this over? It's awkward. Are we done?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Anyway, too poor funny. Meatloaf. R.I.P. I listened to your music today.
We went from Cutler Cuts to the weekly Jenna Kramer update. And like, we have to talk about it because it's just,
it's
wild.
Annoying. Like, just go be. Like, we all know, like, all she wants to do is make money off of things that she's like schlepping out there, right? But like, okay, now you have a man. We all don't need to know all the details and how it came about. Like, I just don't care. Just go, because you know this one will have the same thing as the other one. Something will happen.
It's just a lot. And she's like, well, I'm still mourning my divorce, but I didn't realize you could mourn and like grieve and then be happy at the same time. I'm like, no, that's not normal.
Yeah. And
like, you should just be excited that you are like a guy. And you're moving on. Like, that's for someone who went back and forth with her ex-husband multiple times after multiple cheating.
But my question is, like, has she not learned to maybe not put everything out there? Like, why do you have to put everything out there? Like,
I have no
just
idea.
Be. Like, not everything has to go on social media. Not everything needs to go in the latest People.com article. Like, just be. Like, go a be human. A normal person and date this person. Because at some point, like, it's going to be too much.
Yeah.
So just stop now. Janice, or if you're like, listening, just stop.
Or, like, the second that they're broken up and she, like, removes all the pictures, because that's what you do.
Yep.
Then you have to, like, answer all these questions.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's got to be still pretty early.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine they've been dating for more than a few months here. I mean, she was linked to Jay Cutler not long ago.
No. It had to be.
I
six
mean,
months
not
last?
Even yeah Five. So like, Jana, just slow your roll, sister. That's all.
Oh, but I'm sorry, but we have to talk about the one headline that I flipped you.
Oh, the penis one.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there was a headline on how she talked about that's the main reason she thought he had a small penis because he was still available. Which honestly, as us single, somewhat successful, somewhat attractive, hence on the emphasis on the somewhat, doesn't mean we're bad at other things. Like, we just might not found the person. So she's like, oh yeah,
you just assume that's the case.
And so what, I'm bad in bed and I don't like we are like bad in bed and like not good to hang out with because we're still single. Fuck you, Jana.
Yeah. Fuck you. Stop making assumptions like that. It's not cool.
And just then, like, why do you want to go out there and talk about your new dude's penis size?
Right. So
who does
so
that?
Now yeah, exactly. It's exactly. So just stop, Jana. Stop.
Oh, to continue the crazy relationship.
Yeah, please.
Okay, we're going to give this about 12 seconds.
That's all it deserves.
And the only reason I'm bringing it up is because it's just to showcase how fucked up it is. Machine Gun Kelly and Megan Fox. Her ring has thorns.
I don't understand.
So when she takes it off, it's painful. Do you know? Because he, like, designed it himself.
Yeah, it's whacked. Those are two very interesting characters and I'm glad they found each other.
Her caption of getting engaged was like, I got engaged and then I drank his blood.
Yeah, I can't. What? I can't.
We're
done.
World, we talk about common sense in the world we live in. Some people
move on. Move on.
But we talked about this when we first started our, or podcast how like everybody and their mother bought a Peloton.
Yeah.
Now Peloton, as people want to go back to the gym, even us, like I have a Peloton, but I'm usually going into class just to get out of the house. Sure. Their stocks plummeted like
massively, right?
Like billions of dollars. They went from like they're 80% down from where they were at their high.
Yeah.
Oh, I
and
hope
they're letting a lot of people go.
Yeah.
Workforce wise, because they're just not.
They have too many bikes
there. Yeah.
Bikes yeah. and treadmills.
I mean, I guess like that was common sense too, right? You knew that would eventually happen. Probably not exactly when, but sure, everyone's home, can't go to the gym for almost 2 years, right? So like, sure, everyone's getting their Pelotons or whatever, something similar, treads. And then eventually everyone's going to have a Peloton. So like that's going to
or there's competitors. Like you have something.
Right. That's not a Peloton.
But it's right. similar, a little bit more cost efficient.
Right. Right.
Like there's only yeah. so many people.
And then eventually people are going to not be home, which is what's happening. And your stock's going to go.
And I also think, too, if you think about it. So I bought mine right before COVID, not
right.
knowing.
Right.
But a lot of people did that 2 year interest free. So like my last bike payment sure. was like this month.
Right.
So there and then I was like at the forefront. Like I got my Peloton and then everything shut down. And literally 2 weeks later, everyone bought a Peloton. Yeah. But that means all that revenue from those people, because most people.
It's going to be gone.
It's yeah. going to be gone. Mm-hmm. That's like a big influx.
Chunk of money. Yeah.
It's
no,
a big
you're right.
chunk of money. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sorry, Peloton. Or I hope if you did own stock, you sold it.
I hope so.
I don't know why people ride it out. At one point, it's like it's ebbs and flows.
Yeah. That's the way it goes.
Well, you know, speaking of common sense and ebbs and flows. So we talk about the weather and like doing donuts, probably not smart
I mean,
in the middle of a snowstorm.
When else would you do it? Right.
I mean, I would never do. Okay, okay, so I don't have the common sense all the time. Like, I am good at certain things, and I am like, maybe a little flighty on others. But I can tell you one thing I would never do are donuts. I know my driving is not that great.
Well, I wasn't driving, and I had enough common sense for me not to drive because I would have died. That would have been the
I don't even know how you would do a donut.
I don't either. That's
Joe
why
can
I left
do
it
donuts.
Up to him. I wasn't gonna do
but
it.
But now he's old and crotchety and he doesn't
wouldn't do it.
I mean, he needs to be cool again.
But there are other people out there. We weren't the only fools.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. I think a lot of, you know, in terms of the weather, it's just like, okay, if you don't have a four-wheel drive car or something that is an SUV-esque thing, don't drive. You're gonna get stuck and it's icy. Just don't go out.
How are your tires? Do you have good tires?
They're all right. I mean, it was fine in the ice, like going back
once
and forth.
You got up the driveway.
I was fine. Once I got out of the driveway, everything was fine. It was just couldn't get up the driveway because it was steep. But yeah, it's fine in this. It's fine in the regular snow. It's fine on the streets. It's fine in the ice. But I don't have four-wheel drive, so it makes it a little tricky. But like there were just so many cars on the street that were just like pulled over or, you know, they just stopped their car because like they couldn't go anywhere. I'm just like, what were we doing out in the first place, guys? What were we doing? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. So, I mean, we're going to get into a lot of things. One of the things that I found when we were chatting about this is how the most intelligent people have zero common sense.
Yeah.
Or street smarts.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I don't think you can have both. Like, I've always thought the same thing. Like, I'm not the smartest person, book smart. I mean, I'm not dumb.
No, you're not
but
dumb.
But I think that I have more common sense and more, like, real-world applications than I do book smarts. And I know a lot of really freaking smart people that just don't have common sense. Like the smartest people I know, my smartest friends are just like common sense. It's not even close. You know, we've read a lot of things too, and it's a lot of focus. Like you can only focus on certain things, and it's like how much time you're taking to think. And people lack common sense because they only think one certain way, and like it's just like the way your brain is wired.
Oh my god, I was gonna do this in the updates, and I totally forgot to tell you. I did a thing.
What'd you do?
I finally got Botox.
You did?
Can you tell?
No.
Not at all?
Here?
I mean, so this is like the funniest part, and I went, I think last week, Thursday.
Okay.
And they One, I didn't need a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. So he gave me like four things and you pay per unit right. and it was like not that much money. Yeah. But he didn't do like the sides of my eyes or anything. So, you know, you go there and you do it. He also did this laser treatment, which I highly recommend. So it's like this laser that like takes, just smooths your skin off, which yeah. I highly, highly yeah. recommend. Like, I feel like it takes like the pigmentation, any like discoloration and stuff like that off your face. Like, I feel like I can tell a big difference in that. Yeah. So, you know, you do it and like, I've never done it before. We've talked about how I've been like nervous and you think you're going to like look different and then you don't. But the funniest part is like 2 days later, like you can like feel it moving around your forehead.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah.
Like it was like a minor headache, but like not a headache. And you're just like, oh, it's like moving around. I can still move my like eyebrows and stuff, but like I used to have a line here and here. Yeah. It's gone. Yeah. Like they're gone.
Yeah,
no, gone. It is.
I have to look at one picture. Like,
right
yeah.
there. But yeah, no, I would highly recommend. I was so scared for so long and I still look like me. Look at that.
See that? Yeah, it was funny because I asked Tara the other day. I'm like, can you send me Dr. G's info? And she's like, yeah, here you go. I was like, cool. I'll call him eventually.
Yeah, I went to Sarah's person.
Oh, did you?
Nice. Yeah, I liked him. He was nice. Yeah. And
Is it the same person?
I don't think so. Different people? His name is Rich. I don't think it's the same. I think Tara goes to somebody by Spin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But
in Birkdale.
Yeah. So no, I did it. Finally.
There you go.
I feel much better. I like my forehead now.
There you go.
I didn't hate it and I didn't really need a lot, but I think the laser was where it's at. That I was like,
laser skin.
Sign me up. Cause it's just almost like putting a filter on your face, but like in real life, have to use a filter. Like I took a few photos this week where I didn't even have to filter them.
Well, look at that.
I know. Right. Sorry. Go. Speaking of common sense, I don't know if that's like...
I don't know how that applies, but...
But I forgot to tell you because I wanted to see if you noticed.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't.
You're going to tell me if I start looking like a weirdo though, right?
Oh, I'll let you know.
Yeah, but I know I won't do that. But he was like, I appreciated that he's like... I mean, of course I went in there and he was like, okay, like, do I have a chart on you? I'm like, no, this is my first time. I'm like, I'm a Botox virgin. He's like, oh my God, honey. Like he was like, and I was just like, he's like, okay, we'll just do a little for you.
We'll just get a little bit. We're not going to go crazy. We're not going to go nuts.
I haven't told my mom yet though. And she doesn't listen to this podcast. So. Screw you, Andrea. Yeah,
either she'll figure it out or not figure it out.
But yeah, so going back to common sense and book smarts, I do think highly intelligent people can't navigate life.
Yeah.
Like they're so focused, specifically people that are like scientists and like those, like, I don't know, really, really like nerd out humans.
Yeah.
Like I think we're both smart, but I don't think we're like,
I'm not super intelligent. I can tell you that much.
Stop it.
But like really, like you look at like, you take SATs, you take all those things. Like I would consider myself like the average intelligence of a human being. Like I'm not breaking any scales. I'm not like, you know what I mean? So if I didn't have common sense, we'd have a problem is what I'm saying.
See, I did really good on my SATs.
Yeah, I didn't. Did not. Did not at all.
That's interesting. I do think that I lack common sense in some regards though. Like just sometimes I do things and I'm like, oh.
Whoops.
But you want to know what it is? And this is one of the things is like all the stuff we read is like you focus on like your short-term thinking. So I think I have a really great ability of just like completely zoning out. So then I lack common sense because I'm so focused on something else.
Right.
It's kind of like you're using one part of your brain versus the other.
Well, it says, I was reading one thing and it says one of the most common reasons that some people lack common sense is that they're trapped in short-term thinking. You know, they eat what they want when they want, sleep with who they want when they want, they indulge every appetite when they want and they work. They don't have common sense because all they're thinking is straight up short term. And I was like, huh.
I mean, that kind of explains a lot.
I was like, that makes a lot of sense.
I mean,
like,
I do what I want when I want it. I say what I want when I want it.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
So I have no common sense.
Okay. Some people. Makes plenty of sense as to why people are why they are.
I tried to find articles on how men lack common sense and I couldn't find any.
I just think that's men being men. I don't know if that's a common sense factor.
I did find one that said like, why do boys, not men, lack common sense? And I was like, I'm not getting into a conversation on our podcast on the maturity scale of young boys.
Right.
It just seemed
dirty. Seems awkward. We're not doing that. We are not going there.
You know what I find really interesting though is like the kids. Like Jackson has my nephew who's six. so much common sense. He's just like very intuitive.
Yeah.
Where like Mason does not. It's like he does not focus at all. And then he like does something where my sister ends up like in the emergency room.
Yeah. I mean, I think some of that's, yeah, kids will learn, right? Hopefully, or they won't. Or it's just the start of, hey, this person has common sense and this person just does not.
What about at work?
Yeah, kind of grinds my gears at work. So we'll just go with something that happened this week, right? So we had production days, and our production days were in the Charlotte Convention Center. The Charlotte Convention Center is attached to our office,
yep. Right?
Someone came up to me and asked if we have like printers, all of these like things, like printers, scanners,
available.
I go, now why would we have printers and scanners available when you can take a 4-minute walk to the office to print it? Why would we spend probably thousands of dollars to
rent that equipment and set it up?
Common sense, walk down the hallway and print it.
Boggled your mind, didn't it?
Then the second thing was parking. So we like validated parking. So when you come into the parking garage, you take a
ticket.
Pass.
Yeah.
When they came to register, we would give them a ticket and say, hey, when you leave, give the attendant both of these. Well, some people left late, and instead of like pressing the call attendant button and just saying, hey, I was here for this, I'm leaving, it was like a big to-do about like, I couldn't get out, I couldn't pay. There's a button that says call for help. Hit the button. Like, what am I going to do? How are we going to help you?
Oh my God.
When I'm home at that point, like, hit the call attendant button. That's what it's there for.
Oh my God.
Common sense. Common sense.
And there's probably a bunch of cars behind them.
Oh, I can't. Like, it's just
loaded.
I was like, I don't understand. I was like, this was two things that happened in one day. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
I mean, it kind of goes back to like common sense when it comes to parking and those assholes who park like completely mm-hmm. crooked. I mean, mm-hmm. I've done it before. But parking is a big thing where if you actually look around the parking garage, you can identify who has common sense mm-hmm. and who does not. Mm-hmm. It's very adamant.
Yes. I'm with you 100%.
Very, very adamant.
100%.
And then at the airport, that's another one where people lack common sense.
You can tell. Like, you can tell. I mean, I have anxiety, and I really should take meds when I go to the airport because my anxiety kicks
in. Jesse and I are on the same meds.
And I start to lose shit. Like, I start to lose my ID. Like, I put things down. I misplace my laptop. But, like, the common sense of, like, what line you're supposed to get in and where you're supposed to go and what you're supposed to do is just, oh, my God.
Yeah. And, like, you to your point, though, you can, like, totally tell. It's like, and then you get behind him and you're like, why? Why? Even though I always get to the airport early because I don't like to, like, I don't like to be one of those people who's like the last one on the plane. And now I like to hang out in the Centurion Lounge. Another thing where people lack common sense, the microwave. One, I'm not a big proponent of the microwave. But I'll just like never forget the one time someone heated up some sort of fish.
Oh, that's the worst.
In our office.
Oh, they've done that so many times. Yeah, why?
Or like the one girl.
Don't heat up fish in the office microwave. It's just not.
The one girl, oh my God, I was probably 24 or 25. And you know, at 24 or 25, you're kind of loose as a goose. You know, you kind of don't give any fucks. Not that I give fucks now, but you kind of are just like, oh, I'm out on my own. It's like, I have my own apartment. I'm going out with my friends. I have a job, all these things. She put like a stovetop pan in the microwave and it like started
on
fire.
Come on.
I can't even make these things up. But utilizing the microwave, I swear, and the people, they don't put a paper towel on stuff. And then their microwave ends up with shit
all over,
it.
Place. Yeah.
Like, how hard is it to put one paper towel?
Yeah. People
you
are not.
Let it a little bit and it'll like settle instead of like flopping around. And then you don't have to.
A dirty microwave.
Dirty microwave. Yes. Those people do not have any
Lack common sense. Lack common sense.
Oh my God. I just can't.
Yeah, I can't. There's a lot of things where common sense just escapes people. Makes me laugh. It really does.
I'm looking at this BuzzFeed quiz.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the 36 people who lack common sense. It's all just like very dirty and like weird tweets and stuff. But this one is funny. This one was like a person who gives contradictory instructions. So at a college somewhere, someone posted this. Please, when using the stairs, stay to the right when going up and stay to the left when going down. This will keep people from running into each other. But no, right on the way up and right on the way down. Like, How, like,
people just don't do
then
that.
Then you post a picture, like, you come post on. A thing. I mean, how can you not? It's just hilarious. Okay, Jen. So yes. This BuzzFeed quiz is mm-hmm. hilarious. This one is really funny. Has anyone tried making edibles but without weed, like virgin edibles or something? Bitch, you mean food? It's like, yo, do you want a normal gummy worm?
Right. It's called a gummy worm or a gummy bear. Worm. Yeah, they make those without things in them.
Oh, my God. Uh-huh. So hilarious. Like, how can people be so dumb?
Oh, it's great. It's great. Mm-hmm. Like, is there any way? So I guess my question is, like, can you develop common sense, or is like the common sense you have what you're given? What do you think?
Okay. So I think there are people that are just naturally intuitive, that they can just navigate different circumstances better than others. Mm. And I think people like myself, who sometimes lack common sense just because I'm distracted.
Sure.
I can learn from my mistakes, right? Like, I think you and I can learn from our mistakes. Yep. So we do something and you're like, oh, that's probably not a good idea. Or, for example, when the weather was shitty, I was like, oh, I'm going to back my car out or back my car into the garage because last time it snowed and was icy.
Right.
It was hard to get out backwards.
Right.
So then I could get out forwards.
So now you know.
Right. Just like you, next time, you're probably not going to park at the end of the driveway.
No, if
you
think it's top. I parked at the top.
Yes.
Smart.
Right. We learn.
You learn from those.
But yeah, I think like people like Joe and my dad, they have common sense. I mean, certain instances, it's debatable, but for the most part, they have common sense, but there may not be like as intelligent.
Right.
Like, sure. You know, like they might not understand like things that you and I inherently understand,
right,
even
right,
though
right.
we're not.
I think that's age gap too, right? Like, I think part of that is we grew up in totally different worlds and there's a whole lot more crap that we have to learn and deal with.
Do you know how dumb we're going to be when like the kids nowadays grow up?
We're going to be the dumbest people ever, but it's okay. Oh my gosh. All right. I'm okay with it.
I mean, what about while we're drinking and common sense?
No, I have none. Zero. I've got zero common sense while drinking.
So do you have zero
common sense?
Do you have zero common sense or zero filter?
Both. I have no filter and no common sense.
Because
I do dumb things when I drink.
So sometimes I think it's like, for me, it's like a balance where maybe I'm like, I have like beer muscles.
Sure.
So my common sense is like my brain thought is a little bit more clear.
Sure.
Whereas like sometimes if I'm like completely sober, like you analyze all the different facets of like how the right. story could go where right. like when you're a little bit tipsy,
it's like,
whatever.
Right. Who cares?
Who cares? I just, cares? I don't know. I just think that it's funny though, right? Like when someone is like drinking and right. they don't do something that's intelligent, it's also comedic value to me.
Sure. No, for sure. I'm with you. I think, I don't know. I obviously when you're drinking, things are a little, funny. You know, yeah, you make different decisions because of you're inebriated, right? Like you've got something in your system that's normally not there. So it causes you to act a certain way, whether that's you get beer muscles or you do dumb things or you lose your common sense.
I don't know. Sometimes I think when I'm a little tipsy, I'm also really intelligent.
Yeah.
Like these weird thoughts come into my head.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, who thought
And I think it's everyone's different when you're drinking, right? Like, and it's a different day. Like every day is different. Like I could be really happy one day and then another day I'm a total bitch. Like it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
When you're drinking, I think common sense, smarts, it's impaired in one way, shape or form. I don't know which way it goes, but
common sense. Maybe not go to Tropicana or Saeed's late night.
Yep.
But when you're drunk, it sounds like a great idea.
I did lose my credit card at Tropicana the other night and their phone doesn't work. So now I have to go there to get it. But they said they don't have it, which is weird because Anthony gave it to the bartender and the bartender's like, I don't have your credit card. I'm like, that dude over there gave you my card.
Did you cancel it?
No, no one's used it. It's there. Those fools just can't read, apparently.
Oh, my God. You should stop. I wonder if they're open.
I don't think they're open at 9 o'clock in the morning on Friday. It's not happening.
It'd be hilarious if they were.
But
they don't have common sense. They couldn't figure out my
the
name.
People there do not have any common sense.
Whatever.
Oh my God. Well, this has been a really fun topic. I think we could probably talk all day on people's lack of common sense in different situations. And there's probably a lot of times where like we don't have that much common sense.
And it's okay. I'll own it. It's fine.
It's totally fine. But it was a quick one this week. Sorry we're a little delayed in posting, but
it'll be up there.
It'll be up, and then we'll be back in our routine next week. It's all the weather's fault. Blame Mother Nature.
Yeah, Mother Nature is not our friend.
All right. Bye, everyone.